NFL director. It's our buddy Matt Verderam. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You know, we were talking about the Patriot game. They win 30-17. I'm really not so sure how to feel about that. What did the tape show on the game? Did they say, oh, man, the Patriots look good? Is the defense back? Maybe the 49ers are just a horrible team. What did the tape show on that game? Are the Patriots back or what?
I think it showed a little bit of everything. I think if you're a Patriots fan, you shouldn't be concerned. Look, you know, they went out. They played a bad team in a monsoon. And they beat them by a couple of scores. I think the Pats did exactly what they had to do. The first half was a little slow. The second half was much better. LeGarrette Blount really ran the ball well. They blew huge holes open for him. And I think if they can run the ball, that offense will hum like it should. I think if there's any concern, maybe it's just, you know, that defense just continuing to play better, you know, without Jamie Collins. That's something that's going to be a little bit of a work in progress. He's a really important player.
Yeah, that's something we haven't talked about yet in the first hour of the show, is the fact that they played the game in terrible weather out there. So, Matt, what are you seeing with Colin Kaepernick missing some throws? I mean, can you blame partially on that, on the weather too? But also, would you say the Patriots should be worried when they come around to face a good quarterback like they did last week?
Well, you know, look, I think in the NFL, the way the rules are set up, anytime you face a quarterback who's got considerable talent, you're going to have problems with the quarterback. And so I think, you know, if you're the Pats, yeah, look, you know, Malcolm Butler's a really nice player, but they don't have strong corners all over the board. They're not Denver, where you're going to match up one-on-one and just say, come on and beat us. You know, that being said, you know, I think the Pats have a solid secondary. I think it's good. I don't think it's a liability. You know, with San Francisco and Kaepernick, you know, he's not the most accurate quarterback to begin with. He's only completing 53.1% of his passes. And, yeah, the rain certainly didn't help. That's a tough ball to throw.
Matt, what does the tape show you like? Where's the most glaring weakness for the Patriots? I'm guessing putting a pass rush on the passer or what? You tell me.
Yeah, that was absolutely where I was going to go. I think the pass rush right now is a concern. And, you know, it should be. Chandler Jones was their best pass rusher last year, and people can say what they want about him. He can play. He's a good football player. There's a reason they got a second-round pick for him, and they're missing that right now. Rob Ninkovich, he played better yesterday, but he's not played well since he's come back from both his suspension and his injury. So the Patriots need to find ways. Now Alan Branch is suspended for 4 games. That's not helping. I think, you know, New England, if there's any weakness that they might have in the playoffs that gets exposed, is if they can't put pressure on the quarterback without doing some different things. Luckily for them, Bill Belichick is one of the best defensive minds to ever grace a football field.
Now, Matt, I asked you the same sort of question about 3 weeks ago when all of a sudden Jamie Collins is just gone out of the blue. But did you see anything? Did you go back to a tape of maybe last week's game regarding Jabal Sheard and go, ah, I see what he's doing wrong. That's why he didn't make the trip west?
You know, I got to be honest. With Sheard, you know, I think he's an underrated player. I didn't see anything on the tape specifically that says, well, that's why he's not around. I think it's got to be, again, more to it. Same thing with the Collins situation. There's more to it. I don't care if he freelances a little bit here and there. You don't trade a guy who's that good because he freelances occasionally. It's ridiculous to think that any team, especially a team as good as New England, would do something like that. And Collins' loss showed up again yesterday. The Niners ran the ball fairly well in that game, especially early on.
Matt Verderam, NFL director of Fansided.com, joining us here on the Huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. Did the offense change much? What did the film talk about the offense with Deion Lewis being back there? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, Lewis is a nice talent. He's really elusive in space. He's a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's that prototypical back that New England loves to use. And without Rob Gronkowski in the game, I think they certainly went more to the backs. They only targeted the tight ends. I believe the CBS draft was once in the first 3 quarters. And I think that, you know, obviously has a lot to do with the personnel they were missing. But, yeah, as Lewis comes in, I think you're going to see more screens, more plays on wheel routes with him. He's a nice little weapon. And with all the weapons that they have, he kind of gets lost in the shuffle.
And what about, I mean, with Gronk missing and Hogan and a couple of other guys missing, too. I mean, the fact that is it my imagination, or was Brady trying to hit Edelman virtually the entire first half? I think he had like 21 targets.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point does he realize he's got other players out there to throw to?
I think it's the case that he trusts him. And you're right. I believe it was 21 targets. You know, he threw to him a lot. And a lot of times he went down the field to Edelman. It wasn't just those quick little arrow routes that they're so famous for. They'll throw the ball down the field.
What was the I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
No. I was just saying. So, you know, I think the game plan clearly favored Edelman, but yeah. You're right. you know, they're going to have to spread the ball out a little bit more than that if Gronkowski does miss more time down the road.
Matt Verderam, NFL Director, Fansided.com, joining us here on The Huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. Biggest surprise for you on tape from yesterday. What do you think?
Across the NFL?
Yeah.
I thought Tampa Bay slicing up Kansas City was pretty interesting. Chiefs were without a lot of players, but you know they went for 450 yards at Arrowhead. That was something I don't think anybody expected. And, you know, we've talked a little bit on the show. I do follow Kansas City a little bit, so I did notice that. The other thing I would mention, and I don't know if it qualifies as a surprise, Green Bay is just terrible.
Oh, jeez, I know.
They cannot stop anybody. And at some point, you have to just say it's a pride thing. I mean, you give up 30-plus points 4 weeks in a row with the talent on that defense, they've completely quit on McCarthy. And it's rare in the NFL you see a team just totally quit on a head coach.
Matt, who do you see? Say the season just ended yesterday. Who goes to the Super Bowl for the NFC, Seattle or Dallas?
I think Seattle. I think the Seahawks are a better team. Frankly, I think they're a considerably better team. Dallas is 9-1. You got to give them a lot of credit. You know, Prescott and Elliott, especially Elliott, unbelievable. But you know, I think the problem that Dallas is going to face in the playoffs is they have played the weakest schedule in football, and their defense is not good. And if some team can get up on them and force them to throw the ball. Prescott's been a nice player. He's not throwing picks. Give him all the credit in the world. But if you told me that Seattle's going to play Dallas in a playoff game, I'm riding with the Seahawks. They're more experienced, and frankly, they're much more physical.
Wow, we should have you take that first caller of the day that we had on. We should have called him back up. Where are the Patriots then? If Seattle's 1, Cowboys 2, Patriots 3 then?
I think New England is 2, in my opinion.
Whoa! Right now.
And I think right along with Seattle. Look, I think if you make a case for them being 1, look, New England is an excellent football team. And there are not too many teams that are rolling out a roster as complete as that. And for any holes they have, they're covered up by Tom Brady and by Bill Belichick. If you have a quality head coach and a quality quarterback in the NFL today, you are going to win. And they have by far the best combination of the two. I think Dallas is a good team. I don't think they're a great team. I think Seattle and New England right now has to be the odds-on favorite for the Super Bowl. And I would only say there's maybe 7 or 8 teams that I could see realistically having a Super Bowl hope. And that's not a lot here as we go into December.
Safe to say the Giants are on that list?
Should hope so.
Yeah, the Giants are on that list. Like, Eli Manning knows how to win in the playoffs. And he, you know, they're 7-3. They're playing Cleveland this week. Look, New York is a team that I do have my concerns. The pass rush has been better, but it's not been great. You know, Landon Collins has been a revelation. He's been terrific. Forget just the interceptions. He's played great football away from the ball this year, and that's a huge step up for them. You know, like what Steve Spagnuolo is doing with that defense, you can see them coming around. The offense, the biggest concern I have with the Giants, they have got to run the football.
Yeah.
They are not going to win in January against teams like Seattle if they cannot run the ball. That being said, it's a long season, and 6 weeks, while it doesn't sound like a lot, that's a long time to get some ills corrected.
You know, with your Chiefs choking that game away to Tampa and Miami winning, which was a big victory for them, it's going to be a two-team race for that last wild card spot there.
You know what? It's going to be a really interesting race. Miami did a heck of a job coming back at Los Angeles. I give the Dolphins a lot of credit. Adam Gase really shuffled the deck. Found a nice combination on the offensive line. Jay Ajayi's been terrific.
Yep.
They're right there. Look, they could win 10 games if you'll get that schedule. It's not by any means impossible. I still, though, think in the AFC West, I think you're going to get all three of those teams in the playoffs.
Right.
I think all three of those teams are going to win 11 games or at least 10. And if you look at the schedules, you know, other than when they beat each other up a little bit, there's not a whole lot of great teams on those schedules against those three teams.
Unless you're playing Tampa. Oh, I just take a little dig at you. Matt Verderam.
Hey, no,
tough crowd.
It was a stunning loss. But honestly, with the way they played against Carolina and Jacksonville, you can kind of see it coming.
It could cost them a playoff spot. NFL Director, Fansided.com. Matt, always a pleasure. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.